The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now let's turn to that story front page of the Irish Independent today. Dublin City Council setting aside more than 10 million euro to refurbish its Woodquay office building. This is despite the fact it's planning to move to a new location in about 3 years' time. Manox Flynn, independent councillor and candidate in the upcoming by-election in Dublin Centre, Dublin Central even, joins us now. Manox, what's your reaction to this story?
Well, I'm not surprised because this was in the programme for the capital expenditure, which is the executive decision when they bring this to us, and they brought us to it on the 13th of this month. And this was an item that was in it. However, this item wasn't discussed on the day. I subsequently spoke with Richard Shakespeare and contacted him in relation to this and was assured that this is a contingency plan, that this money doesn't necessarily need to be spent. But it is a standby in terms of the sinking fund because the building itself, and I do know that at least 3 or 4 million euros has been spent in recent years trying to actually maintain the building, the safety of the building, and the safe passage and the safe working conditions within the building. Bearing in mind that I think 1,700 people working within that whole complex, as well as the fact that many members of the public attend the building also. The building is falling apart. So any money that to be spent on that building would have to be drawn down with consent from us, the councillors, and explained as to what it's being actually spent on. So Mr. Shakespeare assured me that this money would not necessarily need to be spent, but it said it's a contingency plan that they are obliged to put in place in case of major difficulties within the building. But I do know that, you know, as I said again, that millions has been spent trying to maintain the building. Like during the winter months, there were more buckets lying around the building than you would get in the hardware store.
I mean, it literally was like there was water pouring.
It is that bad, unfortunately. Yeah. And not only that, but when you go into the building itself, particularly the towers, I mean, they're like a kind of a hoarder's kind of like palace, because it's just hoarding and it's just the people are crammed into tiny spaces, open space office. And literally, it's very difficult to find your way around the building. The heating fails constantly. You know, it can be cold. The laboratories, the sewage system are in it. It's constantly had this problem, you know what I mean? You know, and as I said, the new part of the building, which Mr. Stevenson didn't get to develop, the whole front area, again, you know, that can be
Sam Stevenson, the architect.
Who designed the
two towers. There was a subsequent, the front part. Right along the quay was added early 90s, was it? Am I right in saying?
Yeah, it was added early 90s because Sam Stevenson lost the remit. There was meant to be, I think, five towers there, but there was such an outcry in relation to them and such public disdain, not just because of the whole wood key issue, but also because of what they saw as ruthless architecture. So all of that, you know what I mean, has failed entirely. I mean, it was all grand in the early days, and I saw photographs of when the offices had, you know, plenty of space for individuals. Now they're crammed with people and crammed with equipment and crammed with files.
Okay.
And for to get about the building. But back to the issue in relation to the time.
Yeah, because I have to put it to you, Manox. I suppose people will be saying, look, fair enough. You know, buildings have to be upgraded. You can't have workers working in places where, you know, there's buckets left out to gather the rainwater. But does it not seem mad to spend big money if it's going to be demolished in 2029?
But the point of the matter is you have to have the building safe for the public and you have to have it safe for the workers.
10
and as
million
I say again,
safe?
But the 10 million doesn't necessarily get drawn down. All they're doing is putting that figure on it. I mean, I can't see 10 million being drawn down to put the building right, because the whole idea is that it's going to cost nearly 300 million to 200 million euros to actually get the building right, which they're not going to do. But in the meantime, you know, it's a massive complex. It's quite big. It's quite cumbersome. And with the price of materials, the price of Atten, they'll get Atten maintained, like the plant on the building, the IT system on the building. For instance, the security measures, and I don't want to go too far into this, but recently we had, you know, a number of tragedies within that building, you know, where people, you know what I mean, unfortunately, you know what I mean, you know,
sure.
took their own, you know.
I understand.
And adding the security measures in there, like, you know, I mean, that's a huge amount of money. That's a substantial bill of all the security in that building to vet who's coming in and out of it to make sure the people are safe. All of those things are wrapped up in this 10 million euros. But I can assure you, and I mean, I'd be crossing like a light, because I don't see the 10 million being spent, and I'd again query it, because it's the Southeast area's business. I see a couple of million being spent to keep the building afloat, but I can't see 10 million being spent. Shakespeare would have to justify that.
Well, Richard Shakespeare is going to be joining Pat Kenny on the Pat Kenny Show tomorrow morning to discuss Woodkey and indeed many other issues. So do tune in for that, folks. Just overall, do you support the move to a new premises in Kevin Street, which would be, I suppose, for non-Dubs, it's kind of Dublin South City Centre. I suppose a 15-minute walk from St. Stephen's Green, I suppose.
Yeah. I think what you have there is you have a planning commission, you have purpose-built offices. I think you have also social housing being attached to it. You also have offices that other state agencies would rent out. I think that would be a must to go and do, and I think it's important to do it, and I think it's appropriate to do it. In terms of the Woodkey building itself, it gives us an opportunity to dig out the disgraceful vandalism that took place, you know, I mean, almost 40 years ago, when that site was clean, was covered up with concrete, to dig it out and to at least have part of it exposed to the public as a tourist attraction. I also think
Maddox, because there'll be some people listening who might know the controversy. This was seen as at the time, there was huge protest because it was a Viking heritage site. Basically,
it was absolutely outrageous what they did. They destroyed a European global heritage site that actually was simply appalling, and they got away with it, and the council got away with it, and indeed the executive got away with it, and it was probably the most serious act of vandalism in the European context. Everybody was up in arms around it. Indeed, former President Mary Robinson was one of the leaders, you know, I mean, of the protests, and I remember being on those protests, and certainly, like, you know, Pat Wallace and all the people there who tried to get as much of the artefacts out of the ground. So now we have an opportunity to dig that out and show the public what it was, and also build, you know, affordable, you know, I mean, and cost rental and social housing on the site, as well as everything else. It gives us permeability, and also what it does, it opens up the Cathedral Quarter, which is basically Christchurch and that whole area in around Temple Bar and obviously Werber Street, and gives it much more permeability. And again, the office that's down on Kevin Street is civic offices and social housing, and that gives a huge opportunity to the city. So I'm 100% behind it.
Okay, but no, fair enough. You make a good case.
Of course, it's all about governance. In the meantime, as I say, the maintenance, you know, and on the Woodkey site is vitally important, because I can tell you the working conditions down there are not great.
No, fair enough. No, you made that. Hey, listen, just before I let you go, I have to ask you, what do you make of the St. Stephen's Green, the proposed redevelopment of St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre? Excuse me.
Well, again, I wouldn't have a major grow for the building itself.
No,
I'm not mad for
it. Loads of people love it, though.
Yeah, loads of people do love it, but I can tell you this much, I'm in and out of that shopping centre all the time, and those loads of people that love it aren't in that shopping centre. The Mercer Street Lower is a disaster because it's a car park, multi-storey car park, and it's sealed off. It's okay being in the building, outside the building is not great. No. I believe that this will go towards a judicial review because there's that many people opposed to that situation, but I would be pro, like, you know, a development, but this is not an appropriate development for it. I do object to the development because I don't think it's a good development. I don't think we need any more office space, particularly when you have a residential area, and I think they can do much better, and simply turning around and making the facade a bit more kind of groovy and getting kind of groovy architects to do a kind of a nice frontage isn't where it's at. I think this needs to go back to the drawing board, and I think we need to be very, very careful as the way we approach it. Maddox, but I do believe that the site needs to be developed appropriately.
Maddox Flynn, independent councillor, candidate in the upcoming Dublin Central by-election. Thank you indeed for talking to the Hard Show. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.